1 Peter 4:12-15 talks about not thinking it strange when trials come. They are really important because you are now experiencing him for real. They're not there just to get through somehow, but to grow through. Not to just go through, but grow through. That's what they're there for, that you may grow, mature. That word again, maturity, lack nothing. God is seeking to establish certain core character traits and values in you so that you rejoice in suffering, tribulation and rejection and bless when you are persecuted and reproached and when evil is spoken of you. You respond in the opposite spirit. You don't give like for like, punch for punch. It's sometimes simply about learning the art of enduring under trial. Some tests are over more quickly than others. Maybe they're allowed to teach you patience. That's the purpose of trouble. Tribulation works, you fill in the blank. Demonic oppression is there to teach you about power. Human opposition teaches you grace. Tension and difficulty are there to show you how to rest. And trouble, well, we all know what that one's there for. It's a clue here, it starts with a P. Endurance is a constant in this. You can't duck out or be rescued because you'll have to go round that particular test again until he's satisfied. He's saying, let me grow these lovely attributes in you. Power, grace, rest and peace. Stick with the process and you'll be like my son. We never develop the character he wants to bestow on us if we lose our grip on the maturity he's holding out to us. Patient endurance under trial. Wouldn't that be a place to come to instead of looking for the nearest fire exit? Endure good and endure hardness as a good soldier, Paul says to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:3-4. Here we are with something else then. Hardness. No, thank you. But it's all part of the training, like fortitude. We're an army in training. Three steps here. Training ground, proving ground, and finally, battleground. You don't have time to get bored, do you? We could be on manoeuvres tomorrow.